Hey, people. So it's we're doing a July...
Are you Mark Maron? Hey, people.
I didn't say... what's up, great debaters? Great to fucking ears? I don't want to... Lock the gates? Yeah. I didn't say that. Did you know that Lock the Gates is from... That's him?
Yeah, yeah. And
Almost Famous.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool?
Sure.
Oof. Can you... If this mm-hmm. podcast started with you... saying that's not that much cheese
that would from, be odd.
Which was one of your lines on 30 Rock. Yes. Don't you think that would be lame?
It would be odd, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think you would be like, that's cool. If he was like, that's not that much cheese.
Well, I don't like hearing the same verbal thing at the beginning of it. I like hearing music and then just going to it.
Okay. Today,
it's 4th of July.
You
week.
Have something planned.
It's July 2nd.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what
probably.
You I don't know what debates you have that you want to do, but I'm willing to go along for the ride, so just kick it off.
We
what
do don't we do? Have Medina here, unfortunately. He's prepping for his epic July 4th party, which is going to be amazing, but I thought we would do some July 4th themed debates.
Okay.
We're going to do micros, so I'll set the timer. And the first one is from a listener.
These are all micros you want to do?
Yeah, let's do all micros. The first one's from a
listener.
I feel
like we're losing this podcast. Like, what do you mean? This even more? I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. It used to be a micro and then a pot and then a good debate. And then we did a live show. There was a mailbag. Then we did a bunch of micros. Now we're doing more micros.
Yeah, we've lost our way a bit. It's summer. We're having summertime madness. Okay. Medina's right. Not here, but like we'll get back into it. Don't sweat it.
All right. Maybe when it's back to school time, we'll get a little more like back
in. It's going
to
be shaggy in the summer.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get into it, live Great Debates is coming up.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, July 27th.
Yeah.
This one's at the UCB on Sunset in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So you get your tickets through UCB. I don't even know if you can get them
yet. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
But
go to UCB.
Thank goodness we don't have to handle that this time.
It might cost a tiny bit of money. I don't even know.
I think it does cost $5 or something.
You've got it. Just buy it.
First topic comes from listener Aaron B.
Okay.
And he says, more hamburgers have been made than hot dogs throughout history. Which side do you want?
Well, I'll take the... I think he's right. I'll take the pro.
You'll take more hamburgers have been made than hot dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, begin.
Okay, so just picture an outdoor grill, and it's a barbecue, anytime from like 1960 onward. How many burgers are on the grill? How many hot dogs? There's like... Everybody wants a burger, and then you go, I got hot dogs. Does anyone want a hot dog? And then there's like someone's like, oh, if you're making them, I'll eat one. But for the most part, people are eating burgers. Also, here's the killer app, so to speak, of this debate. Fast food, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, they all sell burgers by the millions. I mean, that's really the only way to look at this debate. It's fast food. It's hamburgers.
Yeah, I think that fast food is definitely your strongest argument.
Thank you so much.
Here's what I think. I think between, say, 1890 and, like, 1940, so many hot dogs were eaten that it catches up to the fast
what
food
a terrible
explosion
argument.
From the post-60s. I think in New York, in like immigrant days, people were scarfing down hot dogs like
you've
crazy.
You have no idea. Yeah, and even if they were...
Frankfurter sandwiches. They were like famous.
They weren't eating them
and
at
there
the
were street carts.
Yeah, there's street carts now where you can... But think about how many more McDonald's there are than street carts.
Okay, what about the Coney Island?
You know you're wrong. You can just admit that you're wrong. It's okay.
What about the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island? That guy right there, he's 38
so sad
or so hot dogs.
That's so sad that you have to fall to
that
level.
Weren't
Kobayashi?
Weren't you friends with one of those guys?
I knew a couple of those guys.
You knew a couple of those competitors.
Yeah.
You could have been a guy in that world.
Look at how sad this is.
McDonald's, they have a sign that says billion served, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't know how you're going to keep up with a billion hamburgers.
You're not.
But
why did you pick this topic
if
you knew you would lose if you took one the wrong side
sausages.
Of it?
Sausages.
You could count sausages. You're still not going to win.
And what about baseball? Baseball games, almost everybody in the ballpark, so 30,000 people a night are having a hot dog.
Yeah, and
zero hamburgers.
You know how many millions of people go to McDonald's every day? I think it's like literally 10 or 15 million people eat at McDonald's every day.
How many more hamburgers than hot dogs do you think have been eaten?
In the billions. I'm going to say
you
the answer,
like a billion
my
differential?
Order of magnitude difference is 10 to the 9th power, I think, is what we're talking about. between 1 and 10 billion. It's more than that. I think it's 10 to 100 billion
even
more burgers than hot dogs.
Street carts, the immigrant years, and baseball.
Yeah, the immigrant year. First of all, the immigrant years are behind us, and so anything that happens now and going forward is only going to help add to the, you know, the difference for burgers. What do you think it is?
I think hamburgers probably have a slight edge.
Oh, come on, dude. What?
I mean, that's it. I think they have a slight edge.
You're not willing to venture a number guess?
I'll say there have been 10 million more hamburgers.
10 million?
Yeah.
You don't believe that.
Anyway, Aaron, thanks for the topic.
I guess.
It was a good topic, I thought.
It was. It was a great topic, and frankly, I don't think you were up to the task.
Do you think you could have done a better job than me?
No, you gave me the choice. But yeah, actually, yeah, of course I do.
How would you have...
It's not my job to decide to prove that right now.
Have some fun. How would you have taken on defending hamburgers? I mean, hot dogs.
I don't know. I can't get into that frame of mind. That's how committed I am to the side that I'm arbitrarily assigned.
One time, my friend Keith, he got so drunk at my house.
Dude, this sounds so funny already.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
So he sleeps over at my house, and then we're walking to work the next day.
Okay.
And there's a lady that sells hot dogs outside the office from a cart. And we're walking to work, and Keith is not doing great. And I just, musing myself, start talking about, like, how does that lady make a profit? Her hot dogs cost $5.
Yeah.
She probably sells no more than 20 hot dogs a day.
Mm-hmm.
How can that possibly be whatever? And finally, Keith just grabs me, and he goes, dude, I just need you to stop saying the word hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that.
Well, Aaron sent a couple other topics that are like barbecue and 4th of July themed.
I mean, you are running this ship today. You were like, I know what we're doing. It's July 4th themed debate. So what's next?
He says you're never too old for beer pong.
Okay, do you want to talk? Do you want to debate that?
Do you?
Not really.
Oh, okay, fine. How about mayonnaise is disgusting?
Oh, I would debate that.
Do you think mayonnaise is disgusting or not?
No.
You love mayonnaise.
I don't love it, but it's not disgusting.
You have to take the side mayonnaise is delicious. Ready?
That's different than mayonnaise is disgusting.
Tough tit. Go.
Mayonnaise is delicious. Have you ever put mayonnaise on a burger? Have you ever put mayonnaise and ketchup on a burger? It's basically Russian dressing. It's delicious. Mayonnaise is a staple of so many delicious foods. Tuna salad, potato salad. I mean, these are great. Mayonnaise, people have this like issue with mayonnaise that the consistency of it or that it's eggy or something, but people are envisioning like a tub of mayonnaise and that's when they start to get grossed out. Oftentimes people eat mayonnaise as an ingredient that they don't realize is in something they've eaten. They're like, boy, this is great. What is it? And someone's like, there's a little mayonnaise in there. And people are like, what? I fucking hate mayonnaise. Oh, maybe it's not that bad. Yeah, of course mayonnaise is delicious.
Mayonnaise is not delicious. It's gross. I mean, it's fine as a moisturizing ingredient in potato salad. And, like, if you've got a very dry hamburger, you might need some mayonnaise just to cut it.
No, you don't need it for moisture. That's
the only reason you're adding that. It's not for flavor. It's just eggy,
yes, it is.
Eggy squishiness. It doesn't add any flavor.
Of course it has a flavor.
It has
it has a very specific, distinct flavor.
Describe it.
It's, I don't know, I couldn't really, I'd be hard-pressed to describe what mayonnaise tastes like.
Well,
but
then how can it be delicious?
Well, can you describe the taste of, I mean, there's a lot of things that are hard to describe the taste
of.
Name
a delicious thing and I'll describe its flavor.
Mayonnaise.
No.
Oh. Something other than mayonnaise?
Yeah, something truly delicious.
Lychee.
I don't like lychee.
Oh, well, this just proves... Okay, so then there's something wrong with your mouth. That's why you took this side.
I can't believe you asked to come up with something delicious. You went with lychee. Come on.
Obviously, I'm trying to come up with something I think is delicious, but not easily describable.
You're like a hipster. Like, it's hopeless.
What?
Lychee. That's what you come up with. Why can't you just say a Hostess cupcake or something?
Because I know how you would describe that.
How?
That's easy. Sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Cakey.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't really describe the taste.
Spongy, chocolatey, slightly burnt sugar quality.
Well, chocolatey is just calling it, that's just another food.
Another delicious thing, yeah.
Yeah, chocolate's great, so is mayonnaise.
No, mayonnaise is repulsive. Nobody likes mayonnaise. When you see a jar of mayonnaise, you're grossed out.
That's my point. Yes, I agree with you that in large quantities, there's something about mayonnaise that makes people kind of gag a little bit. But that's not the question. The question is, mayonnaise is delicious. And the actual taste of mayonnaise is great. On a burger with a little bit of ketchup, under a nice bed of lettuce and a slice of cheese, that's a fucking home run all day long, and you know it.
I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, a lot of people want that.
Want, like...
Hellman's mayonnaise sells millions of... Whatever they're called, bottle squeeze tubes.
It's because we've been acculturated to it, because it's an ingredient in so many, like, very basic American foods. And I mean basic in the pejorative way. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, I mean that. I don't think mayonnaise is good. I think there's great alternatives. We just are not working hard enough.
What are the alternatives to mayonnaise? There's so many foods that when you need mayonnaise, there's nothing else. I don't care. I'm going past the buzzer. If you need mayonnaise, you have to use mayonnaise. Also, Miracle Whip. Oh, my God. That's so good.
I'm indifferent to mayonnaise. Who cares?
Why did we debate that then?
I don't know. This is a fun topic.
I guess
topic.
That's all the spirit of it. All right, what's next, Healy? Keep it moving.
Okay, Mark C., listener Mark C.
No, we don't have to say that. He's our producer, Mark. He's fantastic.
All right, I thought, you know, he would want to be treated just as any other listener for the purpose of submitting topics.
I can't treat him that way because he does so much to make this podcast.
It would be impossible without him. So yeah. Mark Carosello, he sends
a great
in a topic.
Okay,
pizza in Los Angeles is amazing.
Yeah, that's a great topic.
Which side do you want?
Yeah, I'll let you choose this one.
I'll take the pro. It's great.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, buddy.
Last night I had pizza in Los Angeles from Tomato Pie on Melrose. Fantastic. There's also Pizzeria Mozza, which is amazing. There's John and Vinny's now, which is incredible. At Taroni, they make a really nice, like, traditional Italian pizza. But there's also great, just like, walk-in New York-style pizza outfits. Village Pizza in Larchmont is great. It's just like a neighborhoody kind of pizza place. There's probably a million more I'm not even thinking of. There's also all the great delivery places that you like. You can get Papa John's and Domino's and whatever. So there's all the pizza you have everywhere else in the world, plus a bunch of good other pizzas. So yeah, LA has got it covered.
Village Pizza is, anyone who thinks that Village Pizza is above average pizza has not eaten enough pizza. It makes me sad when people say that it's good.
Mozza, okay, fine. Trot yourself down a couple doorways to Z Pizza.
Well, Z Pizza is a chain that you can get everywhere, and it's also not that great. The problem with pizza in Los Angeles, one of the problems is, as you said, that Los Angeles is a eat out or delivery centered place to eat. And what? In New York, you get to walk past places and eat a slice as you're walking. If you walk past Joe's Pizza in New York near the 4th Street subway station, that's
what, like, Louis eats, right? In the,
what's
Louis
that?
Louis opening credits?
No, that's the one next to the Comedy Cellar.
What's that?
I don't know. Joe's is, I don't think that's what he's eating.
But basically, that's the experience you're describing.
Yeah, it's super hot. It's perfect.
Okay, but what,
the pizza
Louis has
Mozza
like two bites and
fine,
he throws it
but
in
it's
the
like,
trash.
What's that?
He's telling the story of New York pizza.
Oh, okay,
in his
I don't care whether New York pizza is good or not. It's irrelevant. LA pizza is not amazing. Mozza is like artisan pizza that's also I've never found to be that good. What were the other ones you mentioned?
John and Vinny's,
Tomato pie, the crust is always underdone. The godmother
actually, if they do anything wrong, it's that they usually make it a little too crispy.
No, that's not my experience there. Maybe we're going to different tomato pies.
I go to the one on Melrose.
Yeah, I go to the one in Silver Lake.
Okay.
Neither of them would have ever been that good to me.
If the two of them could just meet halfway.
To me,
the
best pizzas in Los Angeles are Joe's Pizza of New York, which, again, you rarely go to the one on Sunset, I think it is, and you rarely end up there because you have to, like, it's not a place you walk by the way it is in New York. And then the other one I would say is Garage Pizza for the East Side. And they're both good, but they're not amazing.
Your problem
amazing.
Is just that there isn't that much walking in LA.
No, I'm
sure,
saying the quality of the pizza is also
walk
not
to
that
any
good.
Of these places and eat them.
Does Pizza Taroni, you're going to say, is that good?
Yeah,
I've had that
great
pizza. It's fine. I would say the pizza at Little Dom's is better, but the Pizza Taroni is overpriced. It's like average pizza for like a place that should specialize in pizza. It's an Italian restaurant.
What's a city in the world that you think has amazing pizza?
Well, I do think New York has amazing pizza, and I haven't had the pizza in most cities in the world.
Most pizza in New York is garbage.
Yeah,
let's accept that fact.
That is like multiply not what we're debating here, because I would say yes, it has terrible pizza, and also it has amazing pizza, but also we're talking about whether LA has amazing pizza or not. There's not one amazing pizza place in LA. That's the problem.
What about Vito's?
Never had it.
Oh, it's great. It's on La Cienega. It's really good.
Can't be amazing. There's no way. I don't believe you.
I think that it is amazing, and it's underestimated because, it, like a lot of places in LA, it's in a little strip mall, and it's a little tricky to park there, and it's hard to get there, but the pizza itself is amazing.
Okay, well, I've never had it, but
and
I
there's
don't...
happy families there. I live right near Pitfire Pizza, which is going off. Every families are having
Pitfire
fun to
Pizza
football.
Is like what I would categorize as slightly above average pizza and a great eating environment, but it's not amazing pizza.
I had an idea the other day that this being a debates podcast, right?
Yeah,
we should have a sponsor, and then. Like, somebody should pay me to sponsor them, and then they should pay you either their rival company or...
Oh, that's a Coke and Pepsi style thing.
An anti-sponsor or a competitive sponsor.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I would love that. For example, if we had Garage and Tomato Pie, that would be great.
Yeah, and we just...
Two competing pizza places.
Yeah, every week I'm like, we're sponsored by Tomato Pie. They're so good. Order them. And you're like, that's garbage. Don't go there.
A long time ago, I had a fantasy... I use the term very loosely. A fantasy, I believe, with our friend Matt M. about opening two pizza places on Sweetser Avenue and seeing which one. They would serve the exact same pizza, and it would just be a contest to see which name was better. And one was Sweetser Pizza, and the other was Sweetser Pizza.
Great. I love that idea.
And other than that, they would be absolutely identical.
Right. But don't you think...
It's sort of like a Trading Places rich man's kind of waste of money.
Right. Thing. That sounds fun. Yeah, how come you never did it?
How come I never did it?
Yeah.
It just seemed like a poor way to spend probably roughly like $2.6 million.
I'm going to say, this is, you know, I love the 4th of July. This country is so great. It's hard to imagine another country in the world where people would think of and be capable of executing a plan like that. Just wouldn't happen. Two Swedes or Norwegians wouldn't think of the idea of pitting Sweetser Pizza against Sweetser Pizza.
I'm sure they do. You know what? This drives me crazy about this. Is a classic American exceptionalism about something that is neither exceptional nor unique to America. This idea that like we're like so creative and where else on earth?
We totally are. Like in those,
even the idea of July 4th. I'm sorry, but people fucking get off on July 4th. Is this like? We're independent, fucking America.
Yeah,
we have a holiday to celebrate just our country. That's how awesome we are. As if other countries don't have the exact same thing. Idiots all over the place.
I don't think that's
the whole. Like to me, that is the subtext of July 4th. Is that like we do this and other places don't because we're the best. July 4th is the day that matters.
No, the subtext is a bunch of. People got together and, based on their principles, founded a nation, which had never been conceived.
You're talking about
of
the Confederacy?
No, I'm talking about the founders of the United States.
Oh, because the Confederates did that too. Why don't you celebrate the Confederacy?
Well, it didn't work out
so well
for them, and their principles were bad.
Okay.
We shouldn't celebrate them.
You think the principles that the first batch of people did was great?
I think at their heart they were, yeah.
Don't you think at their heart the principles of the Confederate state were good?
No, they were terrible. They were slavery and the preservation of slavery.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not great.
But a great thing about the...
We missed Juneteenth. I meant to wish you a happy Juneteenth, Ely.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
A belated Juneteenth is as good as a Juneteenth. Anyway, happy 4th of July to everybody and to our listeners. Hope you're having a great queue. Go easy on the mayonnaise.
Ugh. Sad. This summer I went swimming.
Self-destructive fool. I'm a self-destructive fool.